The council contacted the guards and they came down and they did an observation there at the lights. But the problem is that they're not going to be there all the time. And, you know, there's only a certain amount. They are breaking the law, you're right. But they can't be there all the time. And this really is the issue. So the guards' presence, you know, is really not going to be sufficient. Although while they're there, it certainly works. But they've themselves explained that there's very little that they can do other than... as Yvonne has said, if people report when the driver goes through, but it could be too late then at that point. And I suppose for us as a school community, really, what we're most disappointed with is that unanimously all the councillors at that meeting voted in favour of the traffic warden. And again, it is only for 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon. But I think our disappointment is that the roads engineer is still saying that there are no plans for, you know, a traffic warden at the school. And in a way, that's putting the children here at the school at risk. I first started these, you know, negotiations and contact with the council back in July. It's now December. There has been a total silence from you know, the council since then, and we haven't heard anything. They were preparing a report on, you know, road management and traffic congestion in the area. But, you know, while that report is being prepared, there have been further incidents. And this is why, in a way, we're trying to highlight this, that, you know, it's fine getting a report, but, you know, in the meantime, these incidents are still occurring. So we're really making an appeal, you know, to directed to the road engineer to engage with the school and to give, you know, the provision of a traffic warden serious consideration.